Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Babyface for the track entitled Two Occasions. What's my switchboard coming up, ladies and gentlemen? So just please give me a few minutes to have my switchboard back up. I cannot see anything right now. I'm trying to get my switchboard back up. I tried to start up the chat room, and it just messed up everything right now. So I'm trying to get my switchboard. Let's get my switchboard back up. I can get the music going back up and running. I am slowly waiting on the arrival of my guests to come on the show. So hopefully they're off there right there. And I'm going to get them on as soon as I can. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. Of course, I'm getting ready to get my switchboard back up in a second. Just bear with me. I'll get my switchboard back up. I'm going to talk to you guys for a minute. Shouts out to Jeremiah. He'll be on the show, I believe, Monday. So you guys don't want to miss that show. Jeremiah, the guy from Hastings Birthday Sex. He'll be on the show Monday. I'm not sure what time, but just watch the postings for that. I know I had to reschedule the show. I believe it was for Sunday. But Raz B, former member of B2K, will be here on Sunday to chat with me and let me know what he's been up to and, you know, what he's working on, you know, things like that. He was over again. I mentioned to him that I went over in Japan, of course, when I was over there with Omarion and Sean Kingston. They were over in Japan touring and promoting. So, shout out to Sean Kingston and Omarion. Once again, Rasby will be here on Sunday. I'm not for sure if TQ will be here tomorrow afternoon. I'm not for sure. Nothing's confirmed yet. But if not, of course, we don't reschedule that show. I would love to have TQ on. I've been trying to get him on the show for, oh my goodness, for so long now. So, I'm going to try to reschedule with him. And in the meantime, so let's have my guest is here, so I'm going to go put him through right now.
Timothy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I'm going to connect with you now.
Okay.
All right, and did you check your email?
I didn't. No, this isn't, what's going on?
Oh, I sent you the track. All right, let me connect with you now.
I'll get it. I'll have the assistant get it on. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I think I have one. I lost connection. I'm actually waiting for my guest to appear. Lil Zane is supposed to be on the show today. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was a connection, but I'm going to reach out the email. Zane?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's on. Zane?
Hello?
Zane, what's going on, man?
Hello?
Yeah, Zane, I'm here,
yes,
man.
Yes, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. How you been, man?
Man, I've been good. How you been, man?
I'm hanging in there, man. Long time no hear from, man. I don't know where you went, man. I've been trying to get out and get that Zane for quite some time, man. But finally got you, man. So, you know.
That's what's up, man. What's it? There it is. How you been, man? Everything good?
I'm hanging in there, man. You know, you missed a couple of family reunions, man. I didn't see you had any cookouts or anything, man.
You know, man, I got to stay in that studio, man. You know, I'm trying to, it's all work, no play for me right now. You know what I mean? It's definitely in the studio on that grind, man.
Right. I think the last time I actually saw you, I think, when you did those, I believe, Dr. Dolittle, with Eddie Murphy in them and Raven Simone. Last time I saw you, when you guys were shooting a movie, I was actually on the set. So I had the opportunity to meet you guys. I think that's the last time. So that's actually been a long time. But I'm going to jump into my questions, and I'm grateful to have you, man. You came into the industry fairly early, you know, young. how was it breaking into the industry so early, like at such a young age?
You know, for me, coming into the industry at a young age was kind of like, you know what I'm saying, a blessing and a curse at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And the blessing is because, you know, I was able to, you know, I was able to go, you know, able to experience things at a younger age that most young people don't get to experience, like traveling the world, meeting different people, meeting icons that I looked up to, you know what I mean? And, you know, just learning a lot of stuff. I had a, you know, my school scheduling was different. My, you know, my activities during the day was different. I mean, where everybody else is outside playing or in the monkey bars and in the swimming pool for the summers, I was in the studio and at the rehearsal hall. So I really had, you know, as a kid, really had no life, you know what I'm saying? It was all about this music thing, you know what I mean? So in the curse of it, you know what I mean, is that, you know, when you're growing up as a kid in the industry, you see a lot of things that you wouldn't normally see as a kid, you know what I mean, real fast, that you're really supposed to see as an adult, but you see it as a kid, and that's what I mean by that is, like, you know, just seeing that, you know, everybody out there is not in your benefit, and people to tell you something and mean a whole different thing. So, you know, as a kid, you try to keep your, as a parent, we try to keep our kids away from that, you know what I mean? But I was exposed to that at a young age. So it's a gift and a curse. You know what I mean? The gift is I'm here right now. I'm 27 years old, you know what I mean? Still, you know, 27 years old and know a lot about the game more than some people that's 40 years old in the game. You know,
yeah,
but,
right.
You know, the curse of it is I just seen a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's
right.
What it is.
Right. Yeah, man, you're getting up there, man. 27 now, man. I forgot we were the same age, man, you know, but...
Yeah, man, 27 years on my birthday tomorrow, so, you know what I mean?
You know what, man, you about to have a problem, man. You didn't even send me my invitation, man. Aw, man, you didn't... Aw, man.
Nah, this, you know what, this year, man, I really just kicked it. I'm going to post up, like, you know, probably hit a little... amusement park or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm like a big kid. Like I said, never had a childhood. So it's like, you know, I'm a big kid. I hit the amusement park, probably, you know, throw some food on the grill, had a chef come through, you know, cook something on the grill or something like that. You know, just take it real easy, pop some bottles, you know what I mean? Take some to the head, you know?
Right.
Have a real chill. It's a real chill day for me tomorrow.
Right. Now, I hope you enjoy it, man. I really do, man. 27, you know. It's another age for you, man. You're going to start feeling those old age kicking in, man. Stuff, man.
Oh, man, I feel like if you stay in that gym every day, man, that's the main key to life. Life,
right.
I know people 40, 50 years old look good for their age, like look younger than me and you probably, like, you know what I mean? So it's all about how you take care of yourself, man. Stay away from the hard drugs, man. Stay away from the alcohol, man, the cigarettes, you know what I mean? And just stay focused, you know? That's what I do, man. You see me. You know, I stay looking, you know. I look about 18, 19, man, 17. Little kid in the pool yesterday told me I look about 16, 17. I was like, hey, shorty, made me feel good.
Stop it, man. Stop it, stop it, stop it, man.
That's real shit. That's real shit. I was like, oh, thank you, shorty. Like, he was like, how old are you? We're playing Marco Polo in the pool. He's like, how old are you? I'm like, 27. I said, no, first I said, how old I look? He was like, 16. I was like, good looking, shorty. I'm like, I'm 27, man.
You know what? You probably still have the youth look like me. Unfortunately, I mean, I still look the same as when I was actually 12 or 13. I still look like that. I mean, let me tell you something. I actually bought.
Yeah,
like,
man. I'm
so
aging
much.
Slowly, man. Like,
yeah,
I'm
that's
aging slowly.
Thing.
It's like,
that's
I'm like
thing.
Wine, man. I get better with time, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's a
I
good
get sexier with time, man. I mean, I'm in my sexy moment. It's that grown in sexiness right now. I feel real. Real mature and sexy and, you know, just ready for the ladies, you know what I mean?
Right. Good one. Zane, since your last project, how have you grown musically and professionally?
Well, musically since my last venture, which was The Return in Stores Right Now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure y'all go pick that up, The Return in Stores Right Now. Musically, how mature it is, you know, I'm doing my music is really, you know, with age comes wisdom, so my music is really wiser, it's really more, you know what I mean, my music is more catchy, I feel like, instead of trying to be so complicated, you know, I keep it real simple, get to the point, you know what I'm saying, punchline, 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 I'm out of there, you know, and, you know, musically, I just feel like I'm in another direction. I'm not just trying to be a rapper, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be the biggest entertainer in the world. I'm trying to be, you know, on Michael Jackson status, you know, rest in peace to Michael Jackson. Like, just with the passion of Michael Jackson and everything, I've been looking at my whole career a little different. I'm sure every artist has. You know,
right.
I want to leave a legacy when I leave. I don't want people to say, oh, Lil Zane was a one-hit wonder, or Lil Zane didn't come out in a while. So I'm busting my ass real hard, man, the studio with this mixtape. Like, I never really was into the mixtape game. I'm going to keep it real. As a rapper, rappers nowadays are throwing out mixtapes like albums.
Right.
Honestly, to this date, I've never did my own mixtape ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's just keeping it all the way real. Ask me why, I don't know why, I just really never felt the, I'd rather be in the studio doing my own beats and trying to come up with an album
right.
to put out. Michael Jackson ain't do no mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson ain't do no mixtapes, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'd rather work on the real material, and even if it takes, you know, 10 years to drop again, like, at least have something that the people gonna remember and something of some quality that people can, that can still be played 20 years, 30 years after I make it, you
right.
know? So that's where I'm at musically. I'm trying to do this shit for, do music for longevity and not just for what's hot right now. Do it for longevity to be around. And as far as, you said musically, and you said as far as, what else you said musically and how else? Professionally, since my last venture, I've matured because, you know, when you're first coming in and you're young, it's like, you know, you're late to meetings, you might be late to meetings, or you might, you know, just don't appreciate the little things that come with being in the industry, man. You take the little things for granted and certain people and certain opportunities for granted. And now it's like, because I'm getting older and because I want to start a family one day and because I want to be, you know, I want to be a household name and be an icon like Michael Jackson and like, you know, like, Puff Daddy and all these people, Tupac, Biggie, you know, I just noticed that professionally I have to, you know, I have to be more on point, man, you know what I mean, I got to be more on point with, you know, everything, time is money, and you got to seize the opportunity when it's there,
right.
You know, I don't sit back and say, oh, I'll get to that now, or, hey, you know what I mean, let me think about it, it's like, I'm on it, you know what I mean, I'm on it, if something pops up and my heart tells me it's a good thing to do, then I'm on it, you know what I mean, and just as far as everything I do, I take it more seriously, man. You know, I take it more seriously. I'm not the type to let anything go to waste. Like, when I do songs, I have a purpose for doing a song. I'll just go in the studio and do songs. You know, I have a purpose for doing a song. If I'm doing 30 songs, it's because I'm doing an album and I'm trying to pick the 15 most best. You know, so professionally, it's just I learned that time is money and you got to seize the opportunity when the opportunity presents itself.
Right.
Because you never know when you're going to get it again.
Right, that's absolutely right. Zane, when you heard the news about Michael Jackson, would you actually think it was real? Did you shoot like, oh, they lying, or started playing? Why did you actually take it when you heard that news?
You know, at first it was like, you know, it was like surreal. Like, I didn't think it was true. I thought it was just a rumor. You know, when I first heard it, I heard he had just went to the hospital when I heard
right.
about it. So he wasn't dead yet. They said he had just went to the hospital or something. So I thought he was in the hospital or something. But, you know, I guess that they were wrong. Whoever told me that was wrong, he was actually had passed away already. So when it hit me, man, I didn't know how to take it, man. I thought, you know, I knew it was pretty serious, though, because, you know, everybody was talking about it. And you know, I don't think they're just saying, man, is dead on the news and he's not. So it hit me kind of hard, though. It made me realize, and it affected me in a good way, though, I must say. Like, I'm not just mourning for Mike. I'm celebrating his life, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at my life and reflecting on it and saying, damn, I want to be like that. If I'm going to die at 50, I want to be able to accomplish as much as that man accomplished, you know what I mean, and even more.
Right.
You know, and it just was a lesson to everybody. Your life is short, man. Take care of your body. Take care of your family, and, you know, just make sure that, you know, you just live your life to the fullest. I felt like Michael Jackson lived his life to the fullest, man. He was a great person. He helped a lot of people. He got past a lot of criticism, you know, and I'm kind of going through the same thing, you know, but true superstars will come out of the flame, and and, you know, and prevail. You know what I mean? So, you know, I definitely miss Mike, and I definitely was affected by his death in a good way and in a bad way. I miss him. That's the only bad way. I miss him, and it's finally hitting me that I'll never be able to hear a new Michael Jackson song or see him at the BET Awards again, or, you know, it's really gone. He's gone, you know what I mean? But the good thing about it is he had a great life, and, you know, he taught me that I have to be all I could be and be the best I could be. And, you know, Michael Jackson was a businessman. He taught me to be a businessman, too. Like, behind everything, when you listen to everything they talk about Michael Jackson, you got to know he was a businessman. He went and bought that Beatles catalog. You know, they can never take that from him. He went and got the Beatles catalog. You know, he was a businessman, man, even if he didn't do nothing to them kids. You know what I'm saying? He just paid them off because it's like, I'd rather pay you off, you shut up, so I can get on with my life and keep it moving.
Right.
And I just know not to be around the little bastards no more. You know what I'm saying? Mike was the man. Like, you know, Mike was a businessman. It was his decision to lead the Jackson 5. If he would have left the Jackson 5 and been stuck like, oh, can't leave my brothers, he would have never became Michael Jackson that we know right now.
That's,
you know,
right.
I think changing his face stuff, you know, I think when he changed his face, like, I think Mike just wanted to stay interesting to us. You know, I think if he would have never changed his face and stayed the same way, we would have probably forgot about Mike a long time ago. So I felt like Mike started fucking with his face and messing with his nose and stuff just to keep it interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's right.
So you got to look at it like that. When you're a superstar and you're as mega as he is, you will do anything and stay number one and get that attention.
Go ahead.
Nah, you know what I mean? I just think that you'd do anything to get the attention. So I felt like Mike kind of, you know, he kept it interesting for us, man. The moonwalk to the grabbing his crotch to the, you know what I'm saying, to the bringing bubbles out on one hand and Brooke Shields on the other hand. Like, he always wanted us to keep guessing what the hell was going on, Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So I think that artists should learn from that and really, you know, create a life story for yourself, man. Don't be a born artist, you know what I mean? Create a lifestyle for yourself. Create a story. And that's what I'm trying to do, create a story, man.
The thing is that, you know, of all the artists that I've seen, I've never seen, well, Michael Jackson, you had people literally that pass out when they see this man. They, like, they just drop, right? You know, that was crazy. And I see these people, when they see him,
I'm on my way, man. My fans do that all the time when they see me. Man, I have fans. You should come to a Lil Zane concert, man. I'm telling you, you think you got a Michael Jackson concert, them fans be passing out, homie.
Wow.
I'm telling you, that's the truth. What I say is the truth. I got it on videotape. Hook up with me, come to the United States, and we'll see it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, kid, people pass out when Lil Zay walk through the room. So, you know, being sarcastic, but also being real at the same time. That's why I'm trying to be like Michael Jackson.
Right.
I was shocked the first time, too. I still don't understand to this day how fans go so crazy and love me so much that 12 people, or even counting, that's just the 12 they know about, have committed suicide since Michael Jackson died.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how could you love this? There's somebody out there that loves Lil Zane so much that even if I don't think so, even if you don't think so, you might just not be a Lil Zane fan. You didn't kill yourself when Michael Jackson died, so you don't know how it feels to really just love somebody so much that you never even met, but they helped you in your life. You'll kill yourself if they kill. So I keep in mind, when you say, how have you grown professionally and musically, I keep in mind that it is people out there. Somebody out there is holding on to the words I'm saying or holding on to what I'm doing and really just idolizing it and analyzing it and looking at it. And it's like, I got to be careful what I do and, you know what I'm saying, know that, you know, it's bigger than just me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson knew it was bigger than him, man. You know what I mean? Puff Daddy knows it's bigger than him. Like,
we're not going to talk about Puff. We're not going to talk about Puff, brother.
He said what?
We can't speak about Puff, man. We can't. I know we can't speak about Puff.
Why?
Same,
that's
man.
The man. I love Puff Daddy.
No,
I love Puff Daddy. I think Puff is...
I love Puff too, but we can't speak about Puff, right? I mean, you can talk about Puff, you know, but I have my downside about Puff. But
man, I love Puff, man. I think Puff is a businessman. I think Puff knows, like, yeah, I think if I can have a career like Puff at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'll definitely I want to be bigger than Puff, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to be with bigger than Puff, you know what I mean? But if I could end it like that or something like that, I definitely wouldn't be mad. I feel like Puff's a good man, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I got you. Zane, what is the what's your writing process for your music?
You said what?
What is the writing process for your music?
The writing process for my music, man, like, you know, I like to hear the track. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just, you know, I write to no track and try to find a beat for it. But most of the time, I like to hear a track, man, and listen to the beat like 100 times, man, 200 times before I even write to it, man.
Right.
By the time I start writing, I already know what I want to say.
Right.
It used to take me a long time to do songs because I used to think a lot. But now it's just like, you know, just come to me, man. I guess we're just getting older and just knowing the game and learning yourself. You just know what you want to say now. So it's just coming to me easier now. So I just hear the beat, listen to it a couple of times, you know, go in there and, you know, I scribble a little bit on the pad, but I haven't completely, you know, mastered the art of not writing. I still do write. I'm one of the artists that still do write, but I like writing. I like to see my thoughts on paper, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I got you. I'm saying, as an artist...
That's what it is, though.
As an artist, do you feel that the best music you can make is from personal experiences?
Oh, definitely. The best music you're going to make is from personal experience or in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Personal experience is because you can have a ball of life and be spitting that ball of shit, and people mm-hmm. believe it and they feel it, and you make them feel like they want a ball... like Biggie used to do. Or you could have been through emotional life and up and down. Miles was a crackhead, like, you know what I'm saying, like Pox, and you know what I mean? And then he spit emotionally and you feel it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think that it's at the same time. Like you could just be in the moment. You could just, you know, you could just be just left a party, just pop bottles, had a good birthday or something, and then go to the studio and then you don't even know how you said what you said. You like, it just sound good. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. Like, tomorrow for my birthday, I'm going in the studio because I just know I'm going to feel good. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I feel good. It's, you know, I'm just, you know, when your birthday comes, man, you got to start fresh. Would you agree, man?
Yeah, I actually do. Yep.
I think everybody, like, some people do it January 1st and feel like it's the new year. But I do it January 1st, and I do it on my birthday, bro.
Go ahead.
Nah, that's what it is, you know what I mean? But that's what I was just saying. I like to get refreshed for my birthday, you know what I mean? I like to set it off, be different. You know, so that's, and the music, it comes like that. It comes in the moment or it comes from personal experience. I think that's the best way to make music.
Right. And, no, I kind of stopped that with the January 1st kind of when I'm out doing this. That's it. I can't keep up with this. So, you know, I kind of don't do that no more.
I ain't really no bad person, I don't feel like. So, it ain't really nothing too much I want to change.
You threw rocks at my car, man. Don't even get me. I'm joking, man. Go ahead.
You know what I mean? That was probably back in the day. You know what I mean? But right now, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I keep it. You know, I'm laid back, man. It's like I ain't doing too much. You know what I mean? I don't like that. Oh, I'm going to change this about myself on January 1st. Nah, it's like how you are is how you are. You know what I'm saying? I keep it true 24/7. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. If anything, I'm just trying to get better. Whatever I'm doing on December 31st, January 1st, I'm trying to do it more and better and to the max. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
all it is. When the new year come in, I try to go in speed mode. You know what I mean?
Right. So, Zane, where are you residing at right now? Where are you residing? East Coast, West Coast?
Residing right now. I live in California. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here on the West Coast right now. I'm back and forth between Atlanta in California. I still keep it A-Town. I mean, don't get it twisted. It's still A-Town on the fitty cap. You know what I'm saying? Still Southern slang. You know what I'm saying? We still keeping it true. But you know, I'm out here on the West Coast. I love this California sun. I love the California vibe. You know what I mean? So, and you know, I'm out here. This is where the movies is at. This is where the you know, this is where we make stars at, you know what I mean? I'm already a star. I'm trying to be a superstar. You know what I mean? So this is where the superstars are made at. So I'm trying to get it. And by the way, man, I got a new movie just dropped on DVD with Sticky Figures, Omar F., Mekhi Phifer. It's called Day in the Life. So, you know, make sure you tell people to go out there and check that out, man. Rent it on demand. It's on demand. You can get off there. Or you can go on the Blockbusters, you know what I mean, online, whatever, and cop the DVD. It's definitely a tight film, you know what I mean? It's called A Day in the Life. Lil Zane, Ray J, Sticky Fingers, Omar Epps, Mekhi Phifer. So we definitely relevant, man. We definitely are in the current, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely in the current.
You said Day in the Life?
A Day in the Life.
Okay, Adriana, okay. Make sure we check that out. How did you first get started in acting? Was Dr. Doodle, was that your first project?
Actually, that was my second project. I started off acting doing plays. You know what I mean? I used to do a play called Mad Hearts in Atlanta. You know, mm-hmm. So I started off doing. I was actually acting before I was, you know, really like rapping. You know what I mean? I was definitely always had the acting bug. I used to do plays. So I started off like a real, real actor, man. This ain't no just rapping and jumping into acting. It's like I really went and did plays, and from that, you know, my music career just jumped off big faster than my acting career. But after the music career took off, I did Fernand Forster with Sean Connery, and Rob Brown was my first film.
Right.
And, you know, after that, I did Dr. Dolittle 2. After that, I did with Raven Simone and Eddie Murphy. After
that,
I did Fight Temptations with Beyonce and Cuba Gooding Jr. and Mike Epps.
Okay.
And after that, I did Motors with Vivica Fox, Kel Gibson. No, Mel, was it? Vivica Fox, Victoria Rouse, and Mel Jackson. What else? You know, just Cutting the Mustard, coming out with Brandon T. Jackson. Chico Beanieman and Chico Beanieman and Keisha Knight Pulliam, you know, Lil Rudy from the Cosby Show.
Yeah,
so.
Man, we live in the same state, man. We family, man. We live in the same state, man. Yeah, I know Rudy. Yeah, she's from Jersey, man.
Yeah, Keisha, right?
Yeah, we all from Jersey, man. We all live in the same state, man. It's one of the Jersey girls right there.
Exactly. So where you based out of?
I do the shows in New York, but I live in Jersey, man. Beautiful, man. Every time you're in Jersey, man, come up to West Orange, man. I just bought a big house up there, man. It's gorgeous, man. You got to come through, man.
Well, congratulations.
I just came from hard work, man. I done worked about 40 years, man. I'm joking. I'm 27, but yeah, man, hard work and dedication, man. Actually got in that house, man. So, Zane, come through, man. You know, cook out, man. Actually, Tretch and
definitely
all
when I'm up in Jersey, I'm gonna have to check you out, man.
Yeah, man, Tretch and all of them are in the area, man. So you gotta come through, man.
Yo, for real, man. I got mad peeps up in New York and Jersey, and you know Virginia Beach. Shout out to everybody, man. Virginia, my people, Virginia Beach, North Carolina, Georgia, Savannah. You know what I mean? What else, man? I got people in South Carolina. I got people in you know Hawaii, man. Like. You know, shout out to everybody that's online reading in New York. What up, Chicago? Got people in St. Louis, Florida. You know, Miami, Deerfield. Like, so you know, I got people all over. Man, I got a big family, you know.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm glad to be a part of that family, man. So, man, be related to Lil Zane,
yeah,
man.
For real. You already know how we get down, man.
Just the trills, man. Yo, Zane. So you know your collaborations, man. I know you've worked with so various artists, man. How do you determine who do you want to work with when you're doing a track with them?
How do I decide who I want to work with?
Yeah, as far as the collaborations.
You know what, man? When I'm deciding who I want to work with on a song, first I try to get the vibe. Man, it works two ways. Either I hear a beat and do what I do to it and then go to that person that I feel like fits the song and ask them, you know, would they mind jumping on it?
Right.
And, you know, this is what I want them to say, but, you know, I kind of felt like I want the chorus to say this, or I wanted to say this, but I kind of felt they vibe. So I go to them either after I came up with the song or whatever and try to get their input afterwards. Or sometimes I have a track and I hear somebody on it and it's like, damn, I want them to kind of set it off. So I could come with it. No sense. I could come with. I'm gonna come with after because I want them to spark me. You know what I mean? So it works different ways, man. Sometimes I hear the track and automatically know who I want to put on it, and sometimes, and I mean, automatically know what I want to say on it and who I want to put on it. And sometimes I hear the track and I know what I want to put on it, but I don't know what I want to say on it. So, you know what I mean? It's like I like feeding off of people, basically, man. I like, you know, I'll work with anybody as long as they're talented and long as they're serious about what they're doing. Like, I just like creating music, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to work with people like T-Pain on this new album. I've been reaching out to Akon and man. I've been trying to work with Akon. I've been reaching out to Chameleon Man, Bum B, Trey D from Houston. You know, I would love to work with them. Your boy Trey Songz. I've been hearing Trey Songz. I'm loving Weezy right now. So, I did the Hardball record with Weezy, Bow Wow, and Sammy. And I think that we should do another record and probably do, you know what I'm saying, like me, Weezy, Bow Wow, and, you know, probably Sammy again, man, on me, Weezy, Bow Wow, and Jeremiah or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to put that together.
Right,
so hopefully, you know what I'm saying, they reading this and we listening. Hopefully they reading this and they listening, you know what I'm saying? We should collab, man. I'm looking for, you know, people like that, man. Bum B, Chameleon Man, all of them to do songs with, man. I'm trying to work with Dre on this new album, too, man. I think people will be excited to see what Lil Zane and the Dre sounds in the Dre track sound like.
Drake. Okay. Go ahead, Zane.
Nah, that's all it is, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Drill.
I'm here.
I got you. I heard you, Zane. I actually finally met Drake at the BET Awards this past week. A couple of weeks I met Drake.
I said Dr. Dre.
Oh, Dr. Dre. I said Drake. All right.
I would love to work with Drake, too. You know, he's talented. You know what I mean?
He's
talented, man. You know, I would love to work with Drake, but I was talking about Dr. Dre. I would love to do a joint with Weezy and Drake, man.
Yeah, you know what? I actually worked with I had the opportunity not with Weezy several times, but I first worked with him over at BET, man. And he's a great humble dude, man. And he's a great dude, man.
Yeah, man. Me and Weezy worked together before, man. He's a good dude, man.
Him, Jesse Jeremiah. Like Jeremiah was here on the show earlier, man, with his single. Now that he's actually, I think, believe trying to do a tour right now. But he was just here. He was in the building.
Yeah,
he was in the building earlier, man.
Oh, that's tight, man. We gotta get it in, man. Like, I'm trying to get on that tour, too, man. So, if y'all out there listening, you know, holler at your boy, Lil Zane, trying to jump on a tour or something like that. That'd be real fly.
Man, get on the tour, man. You just left the building. Trey Songz will be here maybe in the next 2 weeks. He'll be able to promote the album. He'll be on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, make sure you tell my boy Trey I said what up, man. That's my people's right there, man. Make sure you tell him I said what up.
I will let him know, man. This industry, man, it's crazy right now. It's crazy right now. What would you change about the entertainment industry?
You know, if I could change anything about the entertainment industry, I would just change all this, you know what I'm saying? It's downloading, man. People just still in the music, man. I'm saying, I wish people would go out and support artists, man, like we used to do. Go out and support artists, man. Stop stealing the music, man. Stop, you know, that's how people feed their family. So I think that if I could, you know, if I could change anything, then I would definitely have people go back to how it used to be, buying records, you know what I'm saying, buying DVDs, buying CDs. And, you know, stop stealing and downloading it for free. Like, if you like an artist and you like a song, support that song. You know?
And don't buy the bootleg.
Just like if you want a Pizza Hut, you can't. You either make your own pizza,
right?
Or you go to Pizza Hut. You can't really steal and download Pizza Hut pizza. You know what I mean? So I wish people really go back to the original. If you want to steal music, you know what I'm saying? Don't steal music. You should either buy the music you love or make your own music that you love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that's
what I would change about it, man.
That's right, man. And we don't support bootlegging either, because it really doesn't help the artist out.
I mean, I like, you know what I'm saying? I support anybody getting their money, man. You got to give, you know what I'm saying? The bootleggers keep you hot. You know what I'm saying? If you hot,
right.
You know what I'm saying? The bootleggers keep you hot. You know what I'm saying? So it So it's a give and take. You know what I'm saying? It's a give and take. I wish people would go out and buy music, but, you know, so I don't care. Like, if you want to go buy my bootleg and you want to buy a CD from a bootlegger or a Lil Zane, it's all good. But when I drop the album, make sure you go buy the album, too. You know what I'm saying? Don't just buy the bootleg album and then not buy the album. You know what I mean? Make sure you go buy the album, too. So I support, you know what I'm saying? I support. I don't knock the bootleggers because people out there feeding their family, and bootleggers keep artists hot, man. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely down with people making money, man, but if you're going to buy the bootleg, you know what I'm saying, make sure you buy the real album when it drops too. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely right. Zane, man, for these new artists that are coming out, man, what advice would you give to them, man?
For the new artists coming out, I would tell the new artists, you know what I mean, definitely, you know, just try to think on a bigger level, man. Try to think on a bigger level rather than let me just get one song real quick and get out there and then I'm straight. You know, try to be around for a long time, man. Try to come original, you know what I mean? Come original, man, and try to, you know what I mean, stay relevant. You know, come original and branch off into new things. When you get a hit single, or if you don't get a hit single, even if you get a hit single, you know what I mean, then make sure you politic that into other things, you know, acting, movies, television. Like, don't just be a rapper, you know what I mean? Be bigger than a rapper, be an entertainer. So anybody that's come, I meet a lot of cats, and all they want to do is just rap. Everybody can't be the biggest rapper. You know what I'm saying? But you might can have a little rap skills, which shows you have personality, and turn that into a TV show or turn that into some acting or commercials or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So definitely use your, you know what I'm saying, definitely look at yourself as an artist, look at yourself as a business, you know what I mean? Don't just rap your ass off, you know what I'm saying? You gotta politic your ass off and do business too. You know, you gotta do business and market your ass off too. You know what I'm saying? Don't just rap your ass off. You gotta have a marketing, because nowadays these labels is looking for people that's coming already packaged. It's not like back in the day where you just rap and they're gonna figure out what else to do. Like, you gotta damn near have a team behind you already. They wanna sign something that's already going. Like, I want somebody that's been in the game before, or that has somebody behind them that's been in the game, and they want them packaged already. They want them in shape. They want them fucking, you know what I'm saying? They want the album done already. They want you to have a single on the radio already before they even come up. So as a new artist, make sure you just, you know, stay in the streets, man, and put these mixtapes out. I mean, I ain't never put a mixtape out before, but I'm in the studio right now doing one, and it's just because, you know, I feel like I want my people, my fans, to always have access to me. Even while I'm working on the big album, like Weezy taught me that. You know what I'm saying? Even while I'm working on the big album, you know what I mean? Definitely keep these mixtapes out there so you stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? People keep your name in their mouth while you're working on your album. So that's what I'm doing right now. Get ready for that Lil Zane mixtape. And it's going down, you know?
No doubt, man. Brother Zane. So, besides that, well, what's next for Zane? Besides the mixtape and everything, what's next for you, brother?
Man, what's next for Z, man, is just, like, trying to really just focus on this album, man. After the mixtape, you know, I'm really just trying to put out the biggest album of my life, man. How Michael Jackson said he wanted Thriller to be the biggest album of his life, and he put everything into it, and it was. I'm putting everything into my next album. So, you know, so my fans and people out there really be impressed. The industry, I want to shock the world with this new album. Shock the industry, shock you, shock my mama, everybody. You know what I mean? This album has been really under wraps. I haven't let a lot of people hear the music I've been working on because I don't want nothing leaking out. I want it to sound right when it comes out. So, you know, just know that. That's what's next for Lil Zane, man. Having the biggest album in the industry, 1 million sales in 1 week. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go from being the most slept on artist to being the most talked about artist in history. You know what I mean? So I definitely got a lot of work ahead of me, and you know, I'm definitely willing to put in whatever it takes to make it happen. You know what I mean? I've been on top before. Everything that goes up must come down, and everything that's down, you know what I mean, got to come back up again. So, you know, once the sun goes down, you know it's going to come back up again. You know what I mean? So it's all good. That's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on, you know, just coming back in the biggest way possible.
That's right. All right, Zane. I'm not going to keep you no longer, Zane. I'm going to, anyone give you a shout-out, Zane?
Yeah, man, I just want to shout out to, you know, shout out to everybody out there in ATL doing their thing, man. You know, everybody out there on the West Coast. Like, I want to shout out to, you know, shout out to the GR boys, Sterling. Shout out to Akon. Let me shout out to T.I., Jazzy Faye. You know, so everybody in the ATL doing their thing. Devon Steven. You know, I just want to, I love the A right now. The A is making moves right now, man. You know, shout out to everybody on the West Coast, man. Snoop, DJ Quick, Battle Cat, you know, just everybody, man. Nipsey Hussle, you know, just all the people out here on the West Coast and on the South that I get down with, man. Shout out to that boy. You know what I'm saying? I just ran into Nas in the club the other day. He said he's going to do a joint with me, so shout out to Nas, man. And, you know, my boy Mano, you know what I mean? Shout out to Ron Browns, Rob Brown. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I kick it with on a daily, you know what I mean? Day 26, that's my boys out there. You know, shout, they doing real good. Make sure you put that, pick up that Day 26 album. You know, shout out to my, congratulations to my boy Weezy. You know what I mean? We is real tight. You know what I mean? I'm proud of what Weezy doing right now. So shout out to Weezy and everybody, man, that's in the game. That boy Akon, man, he doing his thing. So shout out to them boys, man.
No doubt, brother.
Shout out to the Jackson family, too. Hold on, I have to say this, man. First and foremost, I want to say, my condolences go out to the Jackson family. And, you know, keep your head up. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. We love you, man. We'll always miss you. There'll never be another entertainer like you. You know, unless his name is Lil Zane. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be the next Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Bigger than Michael, so... I mean, definitely shout out to the Jacksons, man. My heart goes with you. Shout out to rest in peace to Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett. You know, to Steve McNair's family. Rest in peace to the. I mean, you know, rest in peace to all the fallen soldiers, man. Steve McNair, Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett. You know, my condolences go to their family. Definitely, man. So I just want to get everybody in there. Say rest in peace to my boy Dollar, man. Convict Music for life.
Yeah, man.
Dollar,
man.
Keep your head up. Keep your head up, T-Money. You know what I mean? Dollar was like my little brother, man. I want people to know Dollar was like my little brother. I raised Dollar, man. I helped Dollar learn how to rap, man. I used to write for Dollar. And, you know what I mean? That he was really special to me, man, like a brother. So the loss of Dollar just really saddens myself and the whole Convict family. I just want to tell Convict, keep their head up, man. You know what I mean? Akon, Devon, T-Money, everybody out there, man. Shout out to the whole man, Still Click, man. I mean, definitely, man. So I hope you put all that in there, too, because that's definitely real. You know what I mean?
I got you, man. I was actually shocked about that, too, man. And it's like, Dollar was on the show not long ago, man. I was shocked. Like, what? And,
yeah, man, that's my man, Dollar, man. And, you know, just a lot of fallen soldiers, man, that we had, man, that just, you know, that's gone right now. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Mac Dre, man. There's a lot of people I've met along the way that ain't here no more. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, man.
Zane, appreciate you so much, man, for coming on the show, man. Honored to have you, man. Zane, if you need me, call me, man, and don't let this be your last visit, man. Come back anytime, man. If you, I mean, I want to do a collab, just let me know, Zane. I'm there, man.
Man, I appreciate it, too, man. Thank you for having me on the show, man, and, you know, to
my
all the fans out there, man, shout out to y'all, too, man. I'm not nothing without the fans, man. I do this for y'all, man.
Zane, I got a single I want you to introduce before you leave out, man.
Okay.
Like this, and Zane, also your MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
go ahead, Zane.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? This your boy Lil Zane, man, checking in. We web surfing right now, man. Swag surfing on the internet, man. Online. Check this out. It's the new single right here from the return in stores right now. It's called Like This. And we do it like this. Make sure you check me out on MySpace, man. MySpace.com/OfficialLilZane. You know how I go down. MySpace.com/OfficialLilZane. Holla at your boy.
Show. They say I'm living reckless, moonblocks like ketchup, cushion runs for breakfast. but I'm not evil, and I can see through the bull. So stop, people. I'm so clever, never slow. So much better than you ever think you could have been, dog, or ever know. So you get it, I said so. You might as well let it go. Flows ineligible when you not on my pedestal. Now I can lean to the left, push me lean to the right. Working like I'm popping willies when I do the bonafide.
Man, appreciate the song, man. Appreciate you coming on the show, man. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it, man.
Man, no problem, man. Same here, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. I hope we can do this again real soon.
We can, man. You need me, call me, man. I'm there, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for all the love, for sure, man.
Much love to you, man. Be good, man. Just can come on back out, man, and bless with some good music, man.
I appreciate y'all playing the single, man. Make sure y'all keep bumping it, throw it in rotation, man, like this. How we do it.
That's right, Zayn. Zayn?
Yes, sir.
All right, Zayn. I'm gonna let you go, man. I gotta go on with the show. But appreciate you so much, Zayn.
I appreciate you too, man.
All right, man. You be good.
All right, you too. Be easy.
Oh.
L. L. Jordan, this right here is cut. Yeah, I feel big. You know what I mean? Like not big in the sense of weight. You know what I mean? Like gaining weight or nothing like that. Like colossal. Like you know what I mean? Like. I heard you were looking for me.
Hello.
Tell me, where have you been?
You know.
They've been asking, they've been searching, they've been wondering why.
I know.
Hey,
hello.
Tell me, where have you been?
Shit, you know.
They've been asking, they've been searching, they've been wondering why.
Yeah, to you forever, from me to you. I heard somebody say, Church, I'ma need a suit, I'ma need a coupe, I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. One deal Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not Beaver, neither you. Cause I'ma murder, why I kill, oh, and even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So fuck y'all, hating for no reason.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
I
tell me where have you been?
Around the world and I'm back again.
Been asking,
who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, Rich. Around the world, now I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you wonder, bitch. Yeah, I've been in and out the bank, bitch.
Why y'all asshole niggas been on the same shit? I flush them and watch them go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne wins and they lose. I call them April babies cause they fools. And when they snooze, feet up like a paraplegic. A paraplegic. A parallel park and a red and yellow thing, old school Atlanta Hawk. Like I'm from Cali Park, but I'm from Holly Grove. Now all my blood screams soup woo and da da do. I knew my rule and I played well and I weighed well on my Libra scale. I suck a pussy, fuck a pussy, leave it.
Stay along here, don't even care.
Mr. Carter, I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world now, back again.
They've been asking me.
Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world now, back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, yeah. I'm right here in my chair with my crown and my dear. Queen B as I share my time with my ear. Young Carter, go farther, go further, go harder. Is that not why we came? And if not, then why bother? Show no mercy, your Marcy, your lager. So far from being the bastard that Marcy had fathered. Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs. The Biggies and the Pops and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Garvey got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow, even if you box well, can't stop the blow. Kaboom, the rock boy in the room. The dope boy just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on auto. Pilot, what guys just stare at my wardrobe? I see your roles, that's right. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your goal.
It's my goal, yeah. And I'ma go so opposite of soft author Victor Hector Camacho, man, Randy Savage. Far from average, above status quo, flow, so pro. I know, I ride slow. And when I pass, they say, what up, killer man? Stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby.
Little wrinkle over your nose
when you make your angry face.
Don't make me wanna just take off all your clothes.
Nova, what's going on, man?
What's going on with you?
How you been? How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, Nova, do me a favor. For those who are not familiar with you, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners, let them know a little bit about you, man.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Nova Kane, man. You know, upcoming rapper out of Atlanta, originally from New York. Hustler, elite representative. You know, and that's really it, man. You trying to do it with this music, man.
I'm shooking for a minute. Well, it's good to have you. Good to have you, brother Nova, man. Those who don't know, yes, me and Nova are first cousins, man. They did not know that, Nova, so I had to put that out there, man, with first cousins, man. I had to let listeners know, man. No, man, who are some of your musical influences, man?
Oh, man, Jay-Z, Pac, Big, N.W.A., Eminem, you know what I'm saying, the Lox, Wu-Tang, Slick Rick. It's a lot of people who influenced me, man. It's a lot of people. Bob Marley.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob Marley, Mike Jack, you know what I'm saying, T.I.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
All right. What do you think, of course, how old are you, man?
22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, Obama's the first black president. Did you ever think that you would be alive to see that happen, or do you think that it will ever happen?
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I knew it would happen, but I didn't think it would happen this soon, you know. But, you know, during the time of the election, peeping it out, he was definitely the better candidate. You know, I knew it was going to happen when I seen who his competition was.
All right, man. You're ready to jump into the music industry right now, which is very, very off the wall right now. The industry is crazy right now. From your perspective, what do you think about it?
I think that's a good question. I'm glad you asked me that because I have debates with people about this all the time. But I think the game is missing substance, man. Like, a lot of these cats ain't talking about nothing, man. It's a lot of the same, you know, nonsense. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of cats need to step their game up.
Right. No, I want you to hold tight for me, man. I want to play one of your singles. I don't know which one it is right now. So the intern didn't put it up there. Tiffany,
okay.
she didn't put it up there, but I'm going to play a track, man. Hold tight for me, man. When we come out, I'm going to get the name of what's it play, of course. But when we come out, I'm going to talk about the single, man. So just hold tight for me, all right?
Okay, for sure.
Rockefeller, Rockefeller, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
Ain't shit on the fucking radio, man.
What the
fuck? Soldier Boy?
Ugh.
I beat for this shit, man.
Back it off, man. 10-9-8, I'm about to do it a little bit differently. This shit is deeper than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. This shit is realer than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. Pay attention. One thing about Nova, when I spit that fire type of shit to get you high. Food for thought, so digest. I want y'all to try to think outside the box, cause they got a plan for us, and all we doing is just watching. When I'm finna kick, we need to spread it like the word. Fuck what you heard, new order coming like an iceberg. Blame that shit on Bilderberg, banking system, Fed Reserve. They got a lot of nerve, make a nigga stop and think. Is Obama for the people? Is he good or is he evil? You can't worship your president, it's easy to deceive you. They like, no, we don't believe you. Do your research. I know it's hard to accept. Oh, cliche, the truth hurts. You's a fool if you believe the only form of life on earth. Cause I seen a UFO, seen it with my own eyes, nigga. That ain't no lie. Put it on my son and mama and my crazy, so they ponder. Here's a reminder. JFK and Pac
and what they motive was. Hear about this war on guns and drugs, and that's all because. Hear about this war in Iraq, now who fault is that? A life is priceless, cause you can't bring it back. The shit they instill in our head, it's safe to say we've been misled. What we need to do is take a stand, every woman and every man, yes we can. I ain't buying that bullshit they selling us. And tell me, why is y'all still wiretapping our cellulars? Let me guess, hip-hop, where they point the finger, blame. Hear this bullshit on the radio, they dumbing down the game. Selling our black radio stations, demonizing our music, portraying us as Satans. Fuck what they think, and fuck what they thinking. Wake the fuck up, listen, let it sink in. Let's get educated, we need a resolution. Starting with hip-hop, we need a revolution. Hustling it is.
All right, Nova. What was actually the name of that track, man?
Yeah, that's actually hip hop, man. That ain't the single. It's actually just one of the, you know, mixtape tracks on there, man. All
right. You wrote this. You wrote that track, man.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. And you wrote and produced that track.
Yeah, I wrote and produced that.
Okay. All right. What made you want to get into music, you know, music itself, into the industry? What made you want to do that, man?
I mean, I just, you know, me personally, I got a passion for the music, man. It's something I always wanted to do, something I always had love for, you know. Then it's something I'm talented in, you know, I think. You know, so, then, you know, I can potentially make a lot of money doing this, and it can lead to other avenues, other things I'm trying to do. So, you know. That's why I do it.
Right. From we're hearing a lot of different variety of music now from different rappers. So what makes your music different from what we're already hearing right now?
I have to say the fact that, you know, I'm very diverse, man, very versatile. You feel what I'm saying? And I got substance, man. Like I said, a lot of cats ain't talking about nothing. You know, like if you look back on niggas like Pac and Big, people like that, they was talking about something. They had a lot of substance. And that's something that made them great. So I feel that's something the game's missing, man. I feel the game's been dumbed down. We need to bring it back to its perspective. And I'm wanting to do that.
All right, man. All right, Nova, I'm gonna play another single, man. Would you hold tight for me again, man, all right?
Okay.
Where you learn to move like that? Always like that. That ass fat with a fat cat. And I don't see no ring on your finger. Or nobody pose like that, your nigga. I'm finna get with you. I'm trying to see where your mind at. I need companionship and it's hard to find that. And if you smoke, you know I got that kush pack. As for the bar, I could buy that. Tell them suckers try that.
Johnny, tell me what you drinking. Is you high, you so fly, got me thinking.
lots of vegetables and about four motherfuckers the color of blue. We into the club scene, hear the tune bumping, reggae cutting, reggae looking good as they dancing. They shaking what they mama fed them, cornbread and chocolate complexion. In all sections of the club, we spinning dubs, ladies showing us love. Some haters and thugs, cause what we become, they sweat but respect us. But I ain't making no fuck.
Is It Okay, man, featuring my boy Dip, who's also down with the Hustler Elite, you know what I'm saying? He threw the R&B or whatever, and featuring my boy Oslo as well. Man, you heard him the last verse.
Mm-hmm. He's a year of, he was on this track?
Pardon me?
He was on this track?
Yeah, yeah, Oslo, that's the man who had the last verse, and the man who was singing, that's my boy Dip.
Okay, great voice, man, great voice. Let me ask you this. 5 years from today, what do you plan to be doing, man?
Say that again.
5 years from today, what do you plan to be doing with your career?
I plan to be doing big things, man. I just plan to be successful, man. I can't even tell you how I'm going to go about getting there because it might not even happen that way. But just know I plan to be successful. I plan to be helping the people, giving back. 5 years.
Right. Nova, what you got coming up next, man? What's next for Nova, okay? What's next for you, brother?
Well, you know, I'm still trying to conquer this music thing. You know, so right now that's my main focus. But what's next is the mixtape is about to drop. It's entitled The Wire. You know, we in the process of getting that, you know, out there. So, yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that.
All right. Nova, man, appreciate you coming on the show, man. Honored to have you, man. You know, I'm gonna be in touch with you pretty soon, man. Of course, man. Do me a favor, hit me up after the show, man. Hit me up around about 10:30, man. All right?
Okay, definitely,
all
man.
Right,
man. Before I go, man, I just want to give a shout out to Hustler Elite, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that. Shout out my nigga Dip, and shout out my nigga Jay. Know we coming and we coming hard, man. So. But appreciate you having me. You know, it's all love.
Right. Well, once again, man, appreciate that. Appreciate you coming on, man. And shout out to you, man. Sorry, everybody. Be on everybody, man. Be on the lookout for this, man. He's a brilliant, talented young man. Once again, he's my first cousin, man. Grew up with this young man. I'm lying. But shout out to him, man. Nova, man, talk to you soon, man. Later on, man. But, you know, be good, man. Once again, man, you want to say anything else, man?
No, that's really it, man. I'll just be on the lookout for that The Wire mixtape, man, and be on the lookout for my boy Dip, Hustler Elite, man. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to EMB. Shout out to Oslo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Haitians, man. You know, my family from Haiti, so, you know, I represent that hard. You know, shout out to all my New Yorkers, all my ATLians. You know, we out.
No doubt, man. Nova, man, appreciate you, man. You be good, man, all right?
Definitely, you too, man.
All right now, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nova King for coming on the show. I'm going to go ahead and jump into some more music. I'll be right back once again. Shout out to Nova King for coming on the show.
I like that. Let me make love to you for the last time, baby. Wanna cherish each moment like the last. that show. As a man, I've held your hand, never letting go. Let you hold the key to the left. But I gave you all you need and want as long as I'm alive.
Issues, we're hitting at another time. We never had a problem getting it done. Disagreed upon a lot, my book is up 1-1. And check it, I know you get excited. Yeah. When I come around and bite it, girl, you're sounding up and acting like you don't like it. I know you like it.
Queen B.
It's ladies' night, what? There must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance.
Ow!
I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hope it and tote it. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, New Jack. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the bus to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, Mayweather, the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
You and me.